So the SEC's presidents had a meeting yesterday, meeting on Sunday at a secret location to talk about the addition of another team into the conference. That team, of course, the one everybody's focused on is Texas A&M. They had a meeting yesterday to discuss this. Did they approve it? Well, no. The SEC said to Texas A&M, basically, thanks, but no thanks. We're happy with the way the conference is aligned right now. But is that the end of this story? I don't think so. I think it is a legal maneuver by the SEC to keep themselves from being looked at legally as a conference wrecker. Didn't want to draw Texas A&M out of the Big 12. Probably want to let somebody else be the instigator there. Good afternoon. Welcome in. My name is Jacob Bunn, as always, here on the Bunn Sports Show, bunsports.com, as we roll on toward college football season. Just over 2 weeks now. 2 weeks until the season gets kicked off. We're going to be joined by a couple of guests in a little while on a special project that has nothing whatsoever to do with sports. So you don't want to miss that. But, Bernie Machen, who is the president of Florida and the chair of the SEC's Board of Presidents, said yesterday that they met publicly to state that they are not going to invite Texas A&M or anyone else at this time. He said that the SEC was very content with what they have right now as far as the alignment of 12 teams. And when I initially saw that, I was taken aback, like, whoa, wow, the SEC says no. Slap Texas A&M down. But after looking at it, taking a second look at the statement released by Dr. Machen, it is clear that this is just a legal maneuver on behalf of the SEC to keep themselves from appearing like they are trying to destroy other conferences. As you know, that can probably get into some serious litigation that they really don't want to be involved in right now. Andy Staples of Sports Illustrated wrote a good article yesterday explaining that it's not over. Calm down, everyone. It's all about process. And Chip Brown of OrangeBloods.com, the Texas site, who has been the number one reporter about college football expansion ever since it started back in May of 2010. Chip Brown reported last night that he has a source that tells him that Texas A&M will be a part of the SEC beginning in 2012 within 21 days. That, of course, comes from Chip Brown, who's been the leading voice from a media standpoint on college football expansion. So I don't think it's over. I think Texas A&M still, I think there's a very strong possibility that they will be a part of the conference next year, but they're not going to be invited right now by the SEC presidents, and that is just something that has to be done for legal purposes. But don't think it's over, because I think it's a long way from that. And I think another sticking point in this whole deal was who's going to be the 14th team. They haven't gotten another name that's really solid to be rumored about. Yeah, we've heard the rumors about Florida State and Clemson, but I'm here to tell you that South Carolina and Florida are not going to be in favor of those schools coming in at all. So I really don't think they become a part of the SEC in the near future, because South Carolina and Florida will resist that with everything they have. Well, what about Virginia Tech, Missouri, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, others? Yeah, they're all viable candidates. But we haven't heard a name that really has been a hot rumor like we have Texas A&M. We know there is stuff going on with Texas A&M, but all the other schools are just possibilities at this point. And you have to have a 14th team. I mean, the SEC is not going to have 13 teams next year. It's just not going to happen. Now the question is, will they go on and get three more teams and go to 16? You could see that happening as well, but they will not have 13 teams. It'll either be 14 or 16 if they do indeed expand. So that is what's going on right now with all the college football expansion talks. Another week, we should have another boatload of news come out this week on a number of different fronts. We are joined now by Jason Kendall and Jonathan Terman. They're with Wastebasket Films, and they are making a film called Earthling. And they are kind enough to be with us on this Monday afternoon. Guys, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Well, I'll just start with, why don't we start with Jason, and you just lead off and just tell us a little bit about this film.
All right. Well, Earthling is something that's been on my heart, you know, on the plate for 7 years now. It's a film that's a modern day, you know, look into the creation story of Adam and Eve. It's really into the human nature side of it. We're now to this point with the journey that we've taken to now being here where we're about to talk about Kickstarter and how, you know, people around Alabama can help us. But the idea is to film this in Alabama, to promote it, to get the message and the word out there about this film, and to show it off. We have a teaser that can be viewed. We have a synopsis that can be read. We just want to get people connected.
Okay, well, Jonathan, explain how where you are in this process. I know Jason just said a little bit about you're looking for donations, but explain where you are in the process of how long it will take to get this film out on the market.
So where we are in the process at this point is we kind of have a crew together. We have the necessities that you need as far as director, producer, all that kind of stuff is taken care of, which leads us to this thing, how do you fund a film? And the way that we decided to do it is becoming the non-traditional way or becoming the traditional way, even though it at this point is considered the non-traditional way to do it, that's to get a lot of people involved in a project. We want to get a lot of people involved because then it becomes a project and it doesn't become just something that me and Jason do. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So we did that through Kickstarter. Kickstarter is this, it's a company, but it's this program, really, that you can put your ideas on and sell them to people, and they can get involved. And the beauty of it is, if you're trying to raise $2,000 or $150,000, such as we are, they allow you to do that, and it goes to thousands and thousands of people. So where we are in the process now is, as of today, Kickstarter is up, and in 41 days from now, hopefully we'll have raised $150,000.
So am I correct, and you just go to Kickstarter.com and type in Earthling for anybody listening who may be interested in getting involved with us. You just go to Kickstarter.com and type in Earthling. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, go to Kickstarter.com, type in Earthling. And from that page, like I said earlier, you can watch the teaser. You can read about us, Jonathan and I and several other people involved. You can read a quick, you know, synopsis of the idea of the story. On the right side of the page is what you can pledge, as far as, you know, from a dollar all the way up to, I think it goes to $10,000, Jonathan. You know, and we just want to have something for everybody, and there's a reward involved. That's what I think the beauty of it is, too, not only getting people connected, but saying, hey, for helping us out, we're going to, you know, send you something for a $25 reward. We got a t-shirt that we can send you with sponsors, you know, has the artwork of a local artist that drew this for Earthling. And we're going to put that on a t-shirt, and we can send that to you, and you can add that and say, hey, thank you for helping us out.
Yeah, and by the way, just a personal note here, I think the logo is really cool, so it looks like a t-shirt that you ought to get. I think it looks really cool. Moving on, Jason, what are you and Jonathan, what are y'all's roles in this process?
Well, you know, there's all kinds of titles and roles in any type of film being made, but we all come together and work together. I'm going to be directing it. Jonathan's going to be producing it. We do have a crew that's going to be local. You know, but in any process such as a movie like we're trying to do here in Alabama, with the resources that we have, wonderful resources, by the way, you wear many hats and throughout the process. I'm also writing this. It's something I wrote 7 years ago, working on, you know, getting it developed into a script. Finishing that up, and we are, you know, able to just take on so many creative outlets here to get this thing made.
And Jonathan, it is a story about creation, but it has a twist. It's set on modern day, I guess, culture and so forth. Is that correct?
You have it absolutely correct. I'm going to actually read you just like a few sentences from our Kickstarter page. I think it says it best. It says, everyone knows the story of Adam and Eve, their creation and their fall from grace, their realization of consequence, and their attempt to find their way back to something they never knew they lost. But this story is a darker, modern-day thriller to the original that we all think we know. And it says, what is real, what is not? But what does it mean? Where does it lead? What are we seeking? And how thin is the line between discovery and imagination? So, I mean, that there is the, it's a story, but we're looking at it from a different way. I think you can, from being in the South, you know, we're known as the Bible Belt and that there's churches around every corner, and you go to them, and a lot of the people that have probably heard this, you know, hear this broadcast, and myself and Jason have been brought up in the church, and you're taught these stories, but until you read it yourself, you realize that maybe they're missing something. So this story is a take on. It's earthing is how we view the modern-day Adam Eve story. Not that we've changed it, so we've just kind of said that maybe the things that you think in life are not the things that you think they are.
Well, it sounds great, and I'm really pumped up about this film and can't wait to see it. How long do you think it will be until it hits the market?
Well, you know, we're going to have 41 days, like Jonathan said, to raise the money, get funded, and then we're on board after that, getting it filmed in the springtime. We're hoping by this time next year, if not sooner, just a complete guesstimation of how long it takes to actually make a film from pre-production to post, with the process of making it and editing it. We're hoping to have it done by next summer and market it in Alabama and go from there.
Good. I was just going to say one thing that is a bit different.
Okay.
The way that we want to do this is totally different in that it normally takes months and months to even film a project just because of different locations and things like that. Because Jason and I and the vast majority of the crew have full-time jobs that we're going to have to take off of to do this project, we're going to film it in a 30-day time period. Which doesn't mean that the editing and everything, it means that we're going to just shoot it, go to all the different locations, and have all the shooting done for the film, hopefully within 30 to 35 days.
And it's going to be filmed here in the state of Alabama, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
There's no better place to do it.
Well, if you want to email either of these guys, and I'm taking this from your Facebook page, so if you have another email, please be sure to let me know. But it's John, J-O-N, at wastebasketfilms.com, or Jason at wastebasketfilms.com. Is there any other way that you would like people to contact you?
Yeah, like we said before, Kickstarter, I'm not even going to contact us, but just to get involved and get on board with what we're doing. Kickstarter.com,
right.
And you type in the search engine, Earthling the Film, it'll come up. And then you can go to Facebook, join us there, connect with us there. We're going to have some updates keeping up on that. And you have, it's at Facebook.com/ Earthling the Film. And Jonathan, I think we're on Twitter too.
We are on Twitter. It's Earthling Film, not Earthling the Film. They manage how many characters you can have, so we just had to make an Earthling Film. And we're going to, the Twitter account is going to be picked up more rapidly as things progress and things change.
Great. Well, guys, I know y'all are busy, and this is Monday afternoon, but thanks so much for being with us, and your project sounds exciting.
Yes, Jacob, thank you very much.
Thank you.
An interesting film project there being undertaken by Jason Kendall and Jonathan Turman. As they continue, we will have more with their film. Friends of mine, friends of the show here, so we will hear more from them in the coming days. But as we mentioned at the top of the show, it appears the SEC is not going to vote for expansion at this time, but they are, seemingly, still in talks with Texas A&M, even though the presidents got together yesterday, Sunday afternoon, at a secret location and said, we're not voting for adding anybody at this time. Not a whole lot else going on. Danny Sheridan, who made the comments about Cam Newton and Cecil Newton, the bag man, has apparently decided that he knows the name of the bag man now, per his Twitter last night, said he now knows who the bag man is who paid Cecil Newton. Maybe he knew before now, but that's what he said nonetheless. And he also said that he would be going on the Feinbaum show, what do you say, Wednesday at the top of the show. So that'll be interesting to listen to Danny Sheridan. So we will certainly be interested in seeing what he has to say there. If he reveals a name, I don't know. Be interesting. Well, this is the Bun Sports Show, and we will take a couple of days off as we roll on until toward college football season. SEC has 12 teams now and will stay that way this year, but next year it could be a whole other story. We'll keep you updated on conference expansion as well as any other topic that breaks as we head toward college football season. Only 17 days away now. Reminder, you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/bunsports, facebook.com/bunsports. You can email us at sportsbun@gmail.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/jacobbun. This is the Bun Sports Show. We will be back before you know it.